much about. So easy.
You gotta put it in perspective.
As we say in Norway, Nuen gange skaldebare lite puftil for a 14 telefungere, which means roughly, sometimes it just takes one punch to get things rolling.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
B.I.G.
You guys remember the A-Team, right? A-Team?
I'm the A-Team.
Mr. T. They were supposed to be on the run, but, you know, they were in a really distinctive van. Yeah, what was up with that?
You know, Johnny, I just don't know how you do it.
Do what?
A four-hour show every morning.
Just talk into the mic and your voice goes out through the wires. And once a week, whether you need it or not, somebody comes in here and gives you a check for $38.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You butt ain't made for that!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
They're tricking you because you're dumb.
Roll another one.
Back door, back door, back door.
Just like the other one.
Breathe.
This one seems to be about to quit.
If you can't take it, don't
and
dish
I need
it.
Another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, dude.
Crocodiles.
Roll another one.
Now the FBI is investigating.
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about.
Lying if I said I wasn't just a little aroused.
I don't have another cent.
Sadly, the American dream is dead.
But don't bogart that joint.
What?
Just pass it around.
Sometimes you don't know what your life is like box of chocolate, right, Dean?
But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Get registered to vote. Rock for
it. Just pass it.
And now,
I am honored to be here today with my people.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday. It is the 11th of September.
It is indeed.
What's happening, everybody? What's happening, Allie?
You know, just getting ready for a weekend.
How was your Thursday night football?
It was pretty good. Delightful. Not as good as I would hope, but got the job done.
Yeah.
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 How was yours?
Why? I love just watching. I didn't
yes,
care who won,
so
although I was rooting, you know, mildly against the Patriots.
Mildly.
But why would the Steelers not cover Gronkowski?
I think that was their plan. Just leave him wide open. See what happens.
He's not one of those little, like, tiny little nope. really fast receivers. He's a monster.
You can't miss him. It was bizarre.
And he was open by 20 yards every time they threw the ball.
And then you'd think the next play, you're like, okay, someone's on him now.
Right.
Nope. The whole game. It was very odd to watch.
Yeah, because usually in the NFL, they're better at making adjustments.
Yeah.
So they go, okay, nobody was watching him.
Right.
So perhaps we should change our strategy a little
yeah.
bit, put somebody on him. Nope.
No.
Whole game.
It was very, very weird.
Wide open. Scored. Did he score three times?
I think four.
Four, but one yeah. was called back.
Yes.
And he recovered a fumble. I mean, it was just...
He dove from, like, a different city for that ball. It was bizarre. The whole game was just...
It was quite weird.
Weird from start to finish. But it's good that Tomlin had something to complain about. And the heat was off of him for being a pretty shaky coach
sure.
last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of weird things, there was also a carjacking last night. And a high-speed chase.
I kept seeing that on Twitter, but I wasn't going to change the football game. But apparently, it's unlike anything we've ever seen.
Dude got out of the car, stole mm-hmm. the car, got out of the car when the highway patrol stopped him, ran into a restaurant, a barbecue restaurant, called Chris and Pitts is the name of the barbecue restaurant. I think it was in Downey.
In Downey, yeah.
I'm not sure. So he goes in, he holds the gun on somebody in the kitchen and says, give me some water. And then sort of all the information gets fuzzy, and eventually the SWAT team goes in and they end up shooting him and killing him.
Wow.
So dude died in the restaurant.
And they were letting people out, I understand, and that was all caught on camera, like
yes.
families just walking out. And my thought would be, well, he's obviously mixing in with the families walking out. He's going to get away.
We've seen movies.
Exactly.
The fascinating part to me is that people went on Yelp and started writing reviews.
Like?
Like, excuse me, waiter, but there's a gunman in my soup.
Oh.
Who thinks of that? Idiots. And then he goes, in all seriousness, no, really good ribs, highly recommended.
Oh. What's wrong with people?
Who thinks of that? Was here in my usual Thursday night dinner. I was quite surprised to be welcomed by a carjacker. I ran out. I was scared. Food was great. But ambiance is a bit rushed.
Come on.
Who thinks of going to Yelp to change, to update their review of the restaurant?
You?
Yes, I'm upset that I didn't.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't have thought of that.
No, it's pretty brilliant.
So there's those, mm-hmm. and then there's somebody that wrote a Yelp review. This is the third one that I got to, which is, now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air. And it's got the whole, all the lyrics for the song. Remember who they were crank calling, like C-SPAN or TV shows or something?
Yeah, that he was a minister, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and they would tell the story like it's an actual story. This has become a big thing.
Oh, man.
So three Yelp reviews. The first three are Gunman in My Soup.
Bad ambiance.
Ambiance was a little rushed. And the Fresh Prince of Bel Air theme. So good work, people.
Oh, well done.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Abid Show, shall we? Yeah. All right. Good. I was expecting something, and I don't know why. On the program today, we are going to talk about you if you dated your best friend's ex. This is sort of a strange thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's your best friend, and you dated their ex. Maybe you're around them a lot, so you sort of got to know them.
Yeah, small group of friends.
This happened with Britney Spears. It just seems odd that would happen.
Yeah.
We also have a Donald Trump update. Got to give you all the news on Donald Trump. Things change daily. We have the movie beat because it is Friday. We have RJ Bell from Las Vegas talking about the NFL this weekend, how you can make money on those picks. And we've got your tickets for Foo Fighters as well. We'll take a break. We will come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 5 minutes till 6. It is Friday morning. Ralph is here with a look at the Showbiz Beat.
Well, another day, another controversy surrounding Donald Trump. I don't know if you saw the latest, but he made some disparaging remarks against one of his fellow candidates, Carly Fiorina, in a Rolling Stone magazine interview published on Wednesday. Apparently, he was talking to the reporter, and Carly came up on the television, and Trump said, "Look at that face," when she appeared on the TV screen. Would Uh-oh. Anyone vote for that? Can you imagine that, the face of our next president?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
He is something.
So yesterday, during a phone interview on The View, they asked him about that, and he said, "Look, I'm talking about her persona."
Oh, man.
She failed miserably at Hewlett-Packard and ran for Senate and lost in a landslide and now running for president. I'm talking about her persona. Sure, mm-hmm. It's her persona. It's not her face. Just because he said, "Look at that face," he didn't mean face.
I'm not
he
positive.
He meant persona, because face and persona, same thing.
I'm not positive Donald Trump wants to start talking about looks for the president.
Are you kidding me? He's gorgeous.
I'm not positive.
Today, I'm very proud of myself.
Mm. As Stephen Colbert said, he shouldn't make so many comments about immigrants because he himself is Oompa Loompa American. Because he's orange, you see.
It's funny, when you say, "Have you heard the latest about Donald Trump?" You don't know. Because it happens so fast.
Anything.
Right. Fast and furiously.
It could be anything. Matt Damon's just one of the good guys. Just one of the best people.
Mm-hmm.
He's talented, and by all accounts, he's humble and a gentleman. He was recently outside a restaurant, and he was heading in and saw a homeless man leaned up against the wall outside the restaurant. And he went up to him and took his order for breakfast. He said, "What would you like?"
Did he laugh and went in and ate?
Yeah.
Cool.
Smeared it against the window
that.
And gave him a finger.
I'm going to get
it. I got a number! he said, what do you want for breakfast? And the guy told him. And so he came back out and happily delivered the man buttermilk pancakes, bacon, a two-cheese omelet, coffee, juice, and a croissant.
He is a dick.
He's not. He's a great guy.
That's what we meant.
Provided him with the meal, and then, as dessert, gave him a $100 bill.
Oh, I love him.
Then charged him for the breakfast out of the $100 bill and gave him change. No, he did not.
Then he took a tip, and then the guy owed him.
So, breakfast and a hundy for Matt Damon.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. I like him.
Does it say where?
It does not say where. Allie, what possible
why, do you
difference
want
could that
totally
make?
Stalk
you want
Matt
to
Damon?
Track him down?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
why?
Because
you want a sandwich?
She's hungry.
You really hungry? You're going to drive your house up to the restaurant and maybe he'll buy you a meal? And I can't believe these people are fighting, but two aging, makeup-wearing rock stars are ready to square off. Twisted Sister frontman Dee Snider, you know him, right?
Love it.
Come on, feel the noise. He was on a syndicated radio show, and he started going off on Kiss.
Oh, shit, here we go.
Yep.
It's on.
Face war.
Race
the face
war.
What? Face war.
Race war's on, everybody.
Face war.
Face it's
war.
Going down. It's right. Going down. Race war. Come on. Race war.
Dee said it's insulting to Kiss fans that guitarist Tommy Thayer is using Ace Frehley's Spaceman makeup while drummer Eric Singer is pretending to be Peter Criss. I don't see how people could accept this, he said. Tommy Thayer, I'm sorry. It's insulting. Not only did he play in a tribute band of Kiss, he's imitating Ace in his entire act.
Do you think anyone that goes to see Kiss is unaware of that?
Right?
Or cares?
Both of those, I would say no to. So, Paul...
It might be best if you just let it go, okay?
Paul Stanley shot back.
Uh-oh.
In this case, this guy is a wannabe. He's always been a wannabe and desperately wants attention to be taken seriously. And that will never happen because he's obviously clueless that he and his whole band are a bunch of buffoons.
It's on.
So then Dee Snider comes back with anytime.
Yeah!
Any stage. Oh. But let's do this old school. No costumes, no pyro, no bull S. Let's just get up there and rock. I will bury you, son. Sincerely, the attention-getting wannabe lead buffoon of Twisted Sister, Dee Snider. It is on!
I love it.
He's not going to take it.
What?
Dee Snider.
He's not going to take
it. Oh.
Just saying.
Out.
Just saying.
Chip says get out, you got to get out.
Yeah.
Do you think it might be a way to get them on a tour together?
Just you think this is like publicity? It's
you
pretty
are
smart.
So cynical.
It's pretty
I
smart
say this
if it is
an actual rock and roll beef.
So, yeah?
We haven't had a rock and roll beef in a long time.
So fake?
No, it's a
really?
Beef. They're beefing. There be beef
love
there.
It. I love it.
Captain, there be beef there. Today's celebrity birthdays. Oh, sweet Jesus. Elizabeth Henstridge from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. plays Gemma on that show. Boy, man. She's like a hotter British Jennifer Garner. Oh, come on. I love
yeah.
that.
All right, take it easy. You're whispering now.
I want to show her my Union Jack.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
She's 28 years old today. Coldplay guitarist Johnny Buckland. Hello, I'm Johnny Buckland. I go out in the wilderness and plant seeds. I don't know why he's Johnny Appleseed all of a sudden,
right
but sounds like a wholesome all-American name, Johnny Buckland. He's 38 years old. Luda. Ludacris celebrates his 38th birthday. Taraji P. Henson.
Mm-hmm.
She's 45 years old. Anybody watch the Empire Marathon over the holiday weekend?
I did not. I know Allie was planning
on. I tuned into a few.
I'm sure you
watched all of them, didn't you?
I didn't.
Your life just must be so just empty.
Oh, it sounded like you said empty, but
no,
I know
said,
you meant awesome.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Right. Harry Connick Jr. is 48, and Moby, DJ Moby, is 50. Where did I see him coming up soon on Blunt Talk, I believe. He's
oh, really?
Coming up. He's going to be a guest star on Blunt Talk. He does the song, I believe, the theme song.
Oh, I did not know that.
And I think there's an episode coming up where Walter's ex-wife, one of his ex-wives, is dating Moby. And Walter Blunt is very upset about that. And I think the line I saw from the teaser for next week's episode is, "You're dating Moby Dick." And his ex-wife says, "Just Moby, no Dick." So you can, if you're a Moby fan, you can check that out on Blunt Talk, upcoming episode. He's 50 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
The movie beat is on the way, plus tickets for Foo Fighters. Sold out shows. They have four of them in Southern California. We're going to give you a chance to win them with a game this hour.
Excellent.
First, let's say good morning to K-Rock listener Philip. Hi there, Philip.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Philip.
How are you today?
I'm all right. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Good work with the beer mug Instagram. Nice work with that.
Thank you very much.
I just heard beer mug out the door go, oh! Okay, let's set this up because he has no idea that you were going to be on the phone today. Set it up, what, about a year ago?
How long ago did you start K-Rock Beer Mug Instagram account?
Well, after I heard you guys bring it up, I was curious myself because I had been doing it for so long. So I just went back to the very first picture. Mm-hmm. And it appears to be approximately 3 years ago.
3 years ago! Right. You started at K-Rock Beer Mug on Instagram and started posting pictures as Beer Mug.
Yeah.
Now, here's the weird thing is that you always they're complimentary.
Yeah, like, very nice.
You're not being a jerk or anything, and we're very surprised by that. It's like, oh, yeah, here I am in Las Vegas trying to get tickets for the fight. Here I am sitting in the office in my Dodger hat.
People that know me personally, they know I'm not a malicious person at all. So there's any intent.
But I'm saying anytime somebody takes over your account, that's the fear.
Yeah, be nice for sure. Now, can I ask what probably everyone is asking? Why Beer Mug?
Well, so on your show, it's been a long-running thing to where he, in my mind, is kind of like the court jester where everyone pokes
right?
on that.
Right, sure.
So I'm like, you know, how can I get in on this? Mm-hmm. And 3 years ago, that popped up in my head, and it was a little too easy to create that account. A little too easy, I have to say.
Really?
Okay, so you create the account, then you post a picture?
Post a picture, nothing happened, and eventually more people thinking it was the real Beer Mug started following, and more and more likes. And
how many followers does Beer Mug have?
Last I checked, it was a couple thousand.
Strong.
And where are you getting these pictures from?
Like he mentioned last week when he was bringing it up, just through other forms of social media, Twitter, other people's Instagram account.
I know I've taken two or three of them.
Yeah.
I know
that. So you screen grab them, put them up.
Simple, exactly. Okay. Screen capture.
So now the behind the scenes with Beer Mug is about, when did you realize this was going on?
First of all, Philip, you son of a bitch.
When did you realize this was going on?
Probably about 3 years ago, actually, when Philip started
it. Okay, so this is what's most fascinating to us. Muggs realizes that somebody else has his Instagram and is posting pictures of him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're doing anything else with it. So he gets so unbelievably angry. Like, he's going to burn the place to the ground.
Yeah.
Then he goes home and smokes some weed, and it's gone for 2 months.
Forgets for months.
Forget about it.
Comes back in after 2 months. I'm so angry. This guy has my Instagram account. I can't believe it. I'm gonna take this all the way to the Supreme Court. Weed, nothing for like 3 months. This has been going on for 3 years now.
I gotta say, Philip, I was upset because I didn't have the ability to use that as my Instagram name.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? You weren't malicious, and after the pot that Kevin was talking about, I'd think about it, sit down, and be like, man, he's not being malicious. No. I'll let it go a little bit more. But then the pot would wear off, and I'd get angry again.
Yeah, but what you don't understand is he's doing a pretty decent job of representing you.
I would say it's so much better than Beer Mug.
That's what I would say as well.
I don't know about that.
Muggs, do you remember when we gave away the Disney annual passes?
Yeah.
Yeah, Phillip's the guy that won. He talked to you.
He won.
Yeah.
How great is that?
He gave you all his info. Remember that?
That is awesome. Well, Philip, let me say, you're doing a fantastic job.
Oh, please. Let me just butt in right there.
But I would like my name back.
Beer Mug goes, it's not even up to snuff.
I would never post this caption. I'd be funnier than that. Would you?
I'm going to say right now that Philip does a better job with this account than you do.
As far as handing the account over, I'm going to have to take that up with your superiors there at the studio.
Excellent.
So,
that's good. That's,
we'll discuss that off air.
As far as I'm concerned, you keep doing what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Right, Phil? Is that cool, Mugs?
That's fine. That's fine. And while you're at it, can you drive Uber?
I can.
That's
but,
Mugs trying to be
I
funny when he's really angry.
Yeah.
Mugs is trying to – that was an attempted joke to deflect the fact that he's angry beyond words. Mugs, he's doing a better job than you ever could.
Well,
what?
It's my name. It's
I know.
It's my Twitter name.
I know, but most people have to pay for this kind of service.
Yeah.
You've got Philip doing your Instagram. He's doing a really good job, and you're not even having to pay.
But I think the problem is, Kevin, is I've never had a chance to do Instagram, and I'd like to be a part of the Instagram
right.
world.
Sure.
Well, I like the idea of Beanhead last week where you can be the other beer mug.
I like it.
I may keep this one.
Well, wait, I'm the other beer mug, and you're the actual beer mug? How does that...
Based off of Bean's suggestion.
I think that's probably a pretty good suggestion. Because I think he's doing a real... I think if you took it over, it would turn to a disaster.
And how bummed would you be that fake Beer Mug had so many more followers than you?
I would kill myself.
I don't think you
Well, I don't know
that
you need to go that far. But
Beer Mug?
Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying, Philip, you're doing the right thing. You keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
And if you want to follow K-Rock's Beer Mug on Instagram, feel free. He does good work.
Yeah.
I'll get you, Philip.
All right. Sure thing.
I'm guessing not. We have tickets for Foo Fighters all this week. You're listening for a Foo Fighters song. Anytime on K-Rock, when you hear it, be one of the first three callers. You'll get a pair of tickets to their sold-out shows. But we also have a game that we're going to play in about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to call for that now, you can. 1-800-520-1067.
Only call and get a shot if you think you're really good at knowing Foo Fighter lyrics. We'll give you that much of a clue. If you're a real Foo Fighter fan and you think you know the lyrics to their songs, then that information may come in handy in the next game.
1-800-520-1067. We'll do that in a second. First, it is Friday morning. Time for the movie beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
In many ways, the post-summer blockbuster season of movies is my favorite time of year because you get a really interesting mixed bag of films coming out each and every weekend. Some smaller films, which wouldn't dare go up against the big blockbusters during the summer season, are able to see the light of day, and then you get a lot of pre-Oscar buzz films that are looking to get a lot of attention before the voting for the Academy Awards. So invariably, you get a good mix of films.
This you also week, get some crap.
This week is no different. There are some great films, and then there's other films as well. So let's take a look and see what's out there. Starting with The Perfect Guy. This film stars Sayana Lathan, Michael Ealy, Morris Chestnut. After breaking up with her boyfriend, a professional woman gets involved with a man who's just perfect. He's the perfect guy, hence the title, The Perfect Guy. Or is he too good to be true? Is he dangerous?
You are all going to die tonight.
If you've seen the trailer to this movie, I think you've seen the movie. They don't make a secret of the fact that this guy is off his rocker and they fall madly in love. She leaves her one boyfriend, the good guy, Morris Chestnut, for the perfect guy, Michael Ealy, and he looks like he's dangerous. So unless there's a big switch, unless somebody literally pulls a face mask off at the end of this film, I can't imagine what the twist could be. But I could be wrong. Here are some clips from the trailer of The Perfect Guy.
Nice to meet you.
Aww. Does he have a brother?
Would you mind if I take a picture of this car?
Maybe ask my boyfriend when he gets out. It was like a switch went off.
Never hurt you, right?
Do I? Can't you see I've been set up?
You think you got a second shot?
She doesn't want anything to do with you.
Probably remembering the sex right now.
Hey, whoa. Shut up!
I'm gonna wipe that smug look off your face.
No!
You are all going to die tonight.
No, not yet. But someone did die. Hayden Christensen in the movie 90 Minutes in Heaven. Here's the thing. Smart, smart Hollywood. Oh, greedy, smart Hollywood. You know, all these religious films make a ton of money at the box office, and they're made with nobody, by nobody.
Right.
And the studio's like, what? So now they're all like God. They all found God, and they're bringing God to the cineplexes.
Trying to cash in?
Hayden Christensen plays a man who died in a car crash, An hour and a half later, he came back to life and he saw heaven. And he's here to tell us that heaven is for real and Jesus loves you and God answers your prayers. And Hayden Christensen, I'm surprised he didn't pray for more acting talent because he's not good. But at least he's up against acting powerhouse Kate Bosworth. They share the screen, and it just, the screen just vibrates with bad acting. here are some clips from the trailer of 90 Minutes in Heaven.
My name is Don Piper. 26 years ago, I died. When I woke up, I was in heaven. But God had other plans for me. Every day of my life, I ask the same question. Oh, Lord, why'd you let me see heaven and take it away? Heaven is real.
Hey, that, Hayden.
Holy crap.
That's a fake clip.
Hayden, I know you've been in a bunch of films, but if I give you a little advice, man to man, don't do accents. Ever.
That's a fake clip.
No, wow. That's a for real clip for a for real film.
Wow.
So, pastors, get out your checkbooks and get your buses ready because you're going to have to fill the theaters with your parishioners for this one.
Wow.
He's an awful actor. He just really is. You may remember him as Anakin Skywalker in the prequels of Star Wars. But,
oh, God, I'm what you bring me back for. Why am I alive?
Insane. Time Out of Mind. This is a fascinating film. A great story behind it, made on a shoestring budget. Richard Gere stars. He busted his butt to make this film for like $8. Great cast. Because it's Richard Gere, he's able to get Jenna Malone on board. Steve Buscemi also in this film. Story of a homeless man who decides to try to repair his relationship with his estranged daughter. So he abandoned his family years ago. He finds sobriety, and now he's trying to reach out to the family. It is a small, fascinating, by all accounts, very powerful little drama. Time Out of Mind is the name of the film. Richard Gere stars. Here are some clips from the trailer.
Normally, it's, you know, the parents takes care of the kid.
You're sick in the head. You're not well. You don't like yourself. You're depressed. Believe in yourself. So what's society supposed to do with you? Why should they care?
Am I homeless?
No. You just reduced.
Am I homeless?
You reduced on your rep, George.
That's all. I'm homeless. I don't exist.
You reduced.
You don't exist.
A good time.
That's not a good time.
Right there.
I'm going to say not a good time.
My recommendation would see a matinee of that once, and when you come out, the sun is shining. Because if you go at night, you'll likely just jump off a bridge. That's the vibe I'm getting from that film. Sleeping with Other People, a romantic comedy about two people who are addicted to sex. the premise seems a little far-fetched, but the cast is great, so they may be able to pull it off. Jason Sudeikis and Alison Brie star.
All right.
He's a good-natured womanizer. Well, aren't we all? She's a serial cheater. And they form a platonic friendship that helps them heal in many ways. I wonder if they learn an important lesson about a life and love by the end of this film. We'll have to wait and see. Here's some clips from the trailer of Sleeping with Other People.
The guy I lost my virginity to was at my sex addicts meeting.
Were you just in that meeting?
Oh, yeah. Had to get out of there, though. It was making me super horny. Hey, I'm on Facebook. Weird thing to say out loud.
We just spent the entire evening talking about how we screw up every sexual relationship. We gotta just be friends.
Okay, but then we gotta come up with a system.
We come up with a safe word if we're having sexual tension.
You pick it.
Avocado.
No. It's too sexual.
Avocado is too sexual.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you gotta see the way I eat an avocado. You'd be like, do that to me.
Gotta love those movies where nobody talks like anybody's ever talked before.
Yeah, that's strange.
A little, maybe too clever by half, maybe? I don't know. It could be fun. Could be a good date movie. Or, you know, it'd be a good date movie. How about The Visit, where the grandparents try to kill the grandchildren? That'd be a good film for the whole family, wouldn't it? From the mind of M. Night Shyamalan comes this found footage horror movie. This is a great concept. This is apparently someone finds the footage of what happened in this situation.
What, it was still in the camera?
And then they went. Single mother sends her kids to go visit with grandma and grandpa. What could go wrong? Well, I think grandma and grandpa are possessed by the devil. I'm not sure, but I know in one scene, the granddaughter hears grandma laughing and having a good time. She thinks she's watching TV, and she goes down and she's just rocking in her chair, staring at a blank wall. That's got to be disturbing, right? For anyone. Here's that scene from The Visit.
She's laughing and she's watching TV. Maybe mom and I would watch the same shows.
Nana? Nana, are you okay?
Good afternoon.
I heard you laughing.
I have the deep darkies.
She has the deep darkies.
You are all going to die tonight. Ah!
So if you're terrified of your grandparents, this is an excellent movie for you to check out this weekend. Those are your choices. Me? I'm going to take a Xanax and go see that homeless movie and see if I make it out alive. I don't know. You tell me.
It's a challenge.
It is a challenge, but I think I'm up for it. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:39. We have tickets for you all week long on K-Rock when you hear a Foo Fighters song.
Oh, yeah.
Be one of the first three callers. You get a pair of tickets to their sold-out shows. But right now, we're going to play a game to give away some tickets as well.
Yes. This game will require you to be a true Foo fan and know the lyrics to their songs. What we're going to do is we're either going to play you, not play you, but recite for you a lyric from a Foo Fighters song, or we're going to recite for you a line from the classic children's book by A.A. Milne called Winnie the Pooh. It's either going to be a line from Winnie the Pooh or a Foo Fighters song. So in essence, it's going to be Foo or Pooh.
Foo or Pooh, Foo or Pooh. Guess the right one and you'll go see Foo Fighters. Foo or Pooh, Foo or Pooh. One's a band, the other one a bear.
That's true. One is a band, the other is a bear. So all you need to do is identify whether I'm reciting for you a lyric from a Foo Fighters song or if it's a line from the classic children's book, A.A. Milne's Winnie the Pooh. It couldn't be simpler. Or could it?
Well, let's see. Let's start with Tony in Paramount. Hi there, Tony.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey, Tony. Do you know your Foo Fighter lyrics?
I sure hope so.
All right. I'm going to recite to you a line, and you tell me whether it's Foo or Pooh.
Foo!
All right, you ready?
All right, let's go.
Okay. Some people care too much. I think it's called love. Some people care too much. I think it's called love.
Foo?
No, I'm sorry. It's Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, bother.
Yeah, sorry. That's from Winnie the Pooh.
All right.
See, it's not so easy. Foo or Pooh.
You don't know
whether it's Foo or Pooh. So far, you didn't know if it was Foo or Pooh.
Well, behind the scenes, we've been tossing around this title for quite some time.
It's not exactly the game we were going to play with that title, but I'm just glad we got the title on the air.
Leonard in Long Beach. Hi there.
Hi, how's it going?
Leonard, do you think you know Foo from Pooh?
I figured out the last one.
All right. Hot shot. Let's see how you do on your own. My heart is under arrest again, but I'll break loose. My heart is under arrest.
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters? You're right.
Yeah.
Best of you.
Nicely done.
Well done.
You hold on. All right, let's go to San Pedro and say hi to Chris. Welcome, Chris.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, Chris. Time to play Foo or Pooh.
Foo or Pooh.
All right, here's your line. If we're in each other's dreams, we can be together all the time. If we're in each other's dreams, we can be together all the time.
Pooh.
Sorry, which?
Pooh.
Pooh.
Yeah.
I can't tell. He said Pooh?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pooh.
Oh, bother.
All right, that was Winnie the Pooh. Well done. You're in the drawing. Hold on.
Couldn't tell.
We didn't think about how much these words rhymed, whether we'd be able to identify.
That's what we liked about it.
I know, but now we can't understand what people are saying.
All right, Phil in Riverside, welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Phil, here's your line. Tell me whether it's Foo or Pooh.
Foo or Pooh.
All right. People say nothing is impossible, but I do nothing every day. People say nothing is impossible, but I do nothing every day.
I'm going to call Pooh.
You're right. That's Pooh.
Oh, bother.
Call Pooh. You called Pooh, and you called correctly.
I did not think I was going to hear that sentence.
Now we're on a roll. It's three in a row.
Joseph in Lakewood.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Joseph.
I'm
going to reach in line. You tell me whether it's Foo or Pooh.
All right.
I will find a believer, another one who believes.
Foo Fighters.
All my life.
Nicely done.
Well done.
All right, four in a row. So the only person that lost was the first person?
Yeah, these people know Foo or Pooh.
Let's go to Joe in Long Beach.
I know they're Foo from their Pooh.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Joe. Here's your line. Tell
hey,
us
what's going on.
Tell us whether it's foo or poo, okay?
Oh, what's going on? It's foo or poo.
Foo or poo. I used to believe in forever, but forever is too good to be true.
Foo.
No, I'm sorry. Poo.
That's poo.
Oh, bother.
That's sorry. Some poo right there. That's a whole bunch of poo. It's a big pile of poo.
Thank you for playing. Let's go to Ryan in Anaheim Hills. Hi, Ryan.
Good morning, party people.
Hey, Ryan, here's your line. You got to tell us whether it's foo or poo. Foo or poo. I think I lost my way. Getting good at starting over.
That would be Foo Fighters.
From Walk, you're right. I think I lost my way. Well right. done.
We have time for one more?
We do.
All right, let's go to James in Diamond Bar. Hi, James.
What's up, guys?
Hey, James, we need you to tell us whether it's foo or poo, okay? Foo or poo.
Sounds good.
I did know once, only I've sort of forgotten. I did know once, only I've sort of forgotten.
I'm going to have to say that is Winnie the Pooh.
You're right, that's poo.
Oh, bother.
Well done. Hey, it was Tigger. All right, so a lot of people knew their foo from their poo.
That's right.
All we have to do is dip into the fishbowl and pull out a lucky winner, Allie McKay.
The winner is James.
James, our final contestant.
Oh,
James.
Wow. Lucky dude. James.
James?
Oh, yeah.
James, you just won some yes. Winnie the Pooh tickets.
All right.
No, Foo Fighter.
Oh, Foo Fighter yeah, tickets.
Foo Fighter.
Oh, that's yeah. good.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:52. R.J. Bell from Las Vegas.
Because he's R.J. Bell. R.J. Bell.
He's going to give us our picks for this weekend. If you are interested in that for the NFL weekend ahead, stick around. Right now it's time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph Garman.
Jack White wants your kids to have a record player. He wants your kids to get into the vinyl.
He does love old school.
Loves him some vinyl. And now he has a record player that you can give to your kids. I gave my 5-year-old daughter a CD player. And she looked at me like I was from the 1800s. She's like, what is this? I said, you take these things and you put them in there. It's fun, look. Your thing, it's pink and has buttons. It's
She's
fun.
Like, I just download music.
I got a playlist, Dad. Mom put it on my iPad. I really don't need your Cro-Magnon technology, but thanks so much. Because I got a bunch of old CDs just laying around. What am I going to do with those? I figured she will be able to explore my music collection with this. She can listen to some music from all different genres and generations.
She does not want your music. Tell you that right now.
She doesn't want CDs, that's for sure. Now Jack White wants me to try to get her to play records.
Good luck.
God damn it, Jack White! It is a suitcase turntable that comes with a special vinyl LP storybook that features children's songs by the Pointer Sisters. Well, my daughter is going to love the Pointer
she
Sisters.
She loves them, right?
Nina Simone, Roger Miller, Kermit the Frog, and others. The package is called This Record Belongs To, and the turntable has built-in speakers along with a USB output if you want to digitize the vinyl. And it's all for the low, low retail price of $95.
Wow. That's not bad.
It's not bad at all. So you can look for it in September. Look, your kid might get turned on to vinyl, or it might sit in a corner gathering dust and never get played. But it's worth a shot, right? Because we want the kids to love the vinyl, don't we?
I don't really care about
Come
that.
Come on,
but
let's,
I know some people
let's
do.
Teach the like kids it. About vinyl.
There's something about
one.
Vinyl. It sounds good. When you hear that and you just put the needle on and then it
goes...
yes! No, there's something...
I never had that.
Very beautiful about
I never romanticized that.
Really?
Never was.
Thanks, Ralph.
Right.
Got it.
That's what it sounds
got
like.
It. Right. No.
We got it.
Yeah, I've heard that my whole life. Oh, it's a much warmer sound, man.
Digital
is so cold and impersonal. I'm like, I can't tell the difference. I
can't
just listen
either.
To music. I'm fine. Just leave me be.
Open up a blog.
Right? Why doesn't that guy open up a blog? Well, Empire news. Very exciting Empire news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Taraji P. Henson, who celebrates her birthday today, as a matter of fact, she is Cookie on Empire.
Mm-hmm. I'll take half that Empire.
Well, this season, Taraji P. Henson's character Cookie is getting a sister. No, two sisters. One sister is played by Tasha Smith, but the exciting part is the other sister, Vivica A. Fox.
All right.
Oh, are they going to just out-diva each other all over that screen? Oh, it's going to be awesome. And if that wasn't enough, Clarence Williams III is coming onto the show. You may remember him from Mod Squad. He was Link, mother effer.
I don't remember that.
Solid. He used to say that a lot. So he's coming on the show. It's going to be very exciting, and we're all looking forward to it very much.
What's his catchphrase?
Solid. I'm bringing that back.
Good luck.
Mod Squad was great. Link, we got to catch those guys.
Solid, Pete. Solid.
He was always solid. He was. Not to sober everybody up, but of course today is the anniversary of the 9/11 attack. And I wouldn't be able to face that date without thinking of the celebrity connection to that date that always makes me think of it every day. But I don't know if you are aware of this or not, but my buddy Seth MacFarlane, Family Guy creator, was booked on one of those jets that hit the World Trade Center. Was coming home to Los Angeles from Boston, but was so hungover the morning of the flight that he missed his flight.
Wow.
And never got on that plane.
I remember him saying how angry he was that they wouldn't open the door again.
He was furious.
Just so mad.
Oh, wow.
And Mark Wahlberg also booked on one of those flights.
I didn't know that.
But he and his friends decided to drive instead of fly. They wanted to do a road trip. So it's, man, just one little thing in your life can set you on a whole different path, right? So
that's crazy. Yeah,
of course, we remember those we lost on that day. But I just can't help but think of those folks every time it rolls around this time of year. All right. Let's move on to happier
so
news.
So drink, I think, is what
I
we're
guess
saying.
Is what we're saying. Because if
drink
you're
heavily.
If you're hungover, good thing. Turn on your vinyl.
Right.
And drink heavily. Speaking of CDs, new releases today. New albums on CD and also available, of course, for download. You can pick up the new Ben Folds. So there, Gary Clark Jr.'s got a new album. He's so talented.
So good.
The story of Sonny Boy Slim. That's what we used to call Kevin. Hey, Sonny Boy Slim.
I don't think that ever was a thing.
The Hollywood Vampires. Remember we talked about them? Johnny Depp, Alice Cooper, Joe Perry.
Oh, right.
They have their debut album that drops today, Hollywood Vampires. And it is named Hollywood Vampires. It's Johnny Depp, Alice Cooper, and Joe Perry, right? Kevin, it's Joe Perry. It's not John Perry.
Don't be stupid. Who would say it's John Perry? That's ridiculous.
I think I remember you in the Grammys.
Don't be stupid.
With the,
ladies and gentlemen, Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, and Robert Rudolph.
Randolph.
Yes, sure enough it is. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Steven Tyler, John Perry, and Robert Randolph.
Joe Perry.
Yeah, it'd be Joe Perry.
What did I say, John?
Yeah. Sure did.
Yeah.
Remember Leona Lewis?
Sure.
Keep bleeding, keep bleeding love. Yeah, she's hot. She's got a new album. I Am, it's called. Slayer, Repentless, yeah! And Duran Duran has a new album called Paper Gods. I think that's the one that's got Lindsay Lohan's work on it.
Oh, yes.
They did
like
some work.
Spoken Word.
Spoken Word by Lindsay Lohan. Slurred Word by Lindsay Lohan available on that album today. Today's celebrity birthdays, Elizabeth Henstridge from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
28 years old today. Coldplay guitarist Johnny Buckland is 38. Ludacris, also 38 today. We're just talking about her. Taraji P. Henson is 45. Harry Connick Jr. turns 48. And Moby is 50 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
The NFL is back. Time to check in with R.J. Bell.
Cause he's R.J.
RJ from pregame.com was 26-18 last year.
26-13.
Hold on.
26-13,
bad. 26-13.
Yeah. And 67%. That's pretty insane.
And you said you're going to do better this year?
I think the odds of doing better are about 5%. But all joking aside, the thing to remember, we talk about this. The professional bettors, the guys that literally don't work a straight job, they live in a big house in Vegas because of how much they win 55% of the time. In fact, if you win 55%, your edge as a bettor is bigger over the bookie than the bookie's edge is over a coin flipper. Because if you think about it, the bookie's edge is 52.38%. So from 50 to 52.38 is actually less than 52.38 to 55. So the goal is 55 every year. If we can win more games than we lose, then we're going to do a pretty good job.
But you're going to go undefeated this year.
You know, it's let's just say this. I have not lost an NFL pick yet.
You went against your Steelers.
No, I passed that game.
Your team is the only team with a loss so far.
You guys said that before the show. I mean, you think you would have just left it in the green room. No.
All right. Last place.
RJ, you give us three picks each week. You got an underdog special, a best bet, and a big game. Which do you want to start with?
Underdog special.
Underdog special.
Tennessee Titans. Worst two teams last season in this game. They're playing Tampa Bay. Number one and number two pick. Each team drafted a savior-type quarterback to turn the franchise around. You could make the case that Tennessee is better than last year's record because the quarterback play was just so bad. But you could make that same case about Tampa. They actually lost a lot of close games. There's some optimism for Tennessee. In fact, one pro bettor I talked to said they think Tennessee's going to make the playoffs, which is a long shot.
Wow.
But let's forget about that extreme talk. Let's assume these teams are even. Tampa, Tennessee, even. Let's assume that. Home field in the NFL is worth about 3 points, right? That's what we talk about all the time. Yes, that's the case typically, but Tampa has one of the least valuable home fields in the NFL. They've lost 9 straight games at home. You could say, they were just so bad last year. Well, if you go back 51 home games against the spread, 15-36 against the spread at home for Tampa. So the market is saying, listen, two even teams, home field's 3, let's make it -3. That's wrong in this case. And because of that, the mistake offers us value. First pick, it's the underdog pick, Tennessee +3.
All right. The best bet, you're picking San Diego. Is that right?
Yeah, staying in the state for you guys. San Diego, another 3-point home favorite. So we're implying even teams, right? But Detroit is just so bad on the road. In fact, since 2006, they're 26-44 against the spread on the road. Now, their quarterback, the Lions, Stafford, he is 0-18. Check this out. 0-18 on the road in starts against teams that ended the season with a winning record. Now, we don't know San Diego's going to have a winning record, but you can make a pretty good guess. They have a good chance. So it's just a sign that Detroit's just so bad on the road. On the other hand, San Diego starts their seasons really hot. In fact, they have not lost against the spread in their last 9 September games. And their coach, McCoy, does a great job out-coaching teams not familiar with the Chargers. In fact, in out-of-division games, and the reason that's important is in your division, you play the teams twice a year. Out-of-division games, you never do that. In those games where you're unfamiliar with San Diego, Coach McCoy has lost only 6 of 21 against the spread. So this is a trend play. It all lines up. Best bet, San Diego -3.
All right. And the big game is Monday night.
Yeah, the Monday night big pick. We're going with the 49ers, a 2.5-point underdog in that game. This is a contrarian play. And in the NFL, the public is so involved. There's so many people betting that you can fade the public bias and really take advantage where the public is just wrong. And what we have here is a strong bias against San Francisco. I've never seen a team bet so much against in the preseason or the season bets before the season started. It was all money against San Francisco more than any other team.
Wow.
And Harbaugh, big brand there. A lot of people think, without Harbaugh, they lost guys on defense. And then Minnesota, surprisingly, has been bet as much as any team positively. So you've got a team that no one's betting against a team that everyone's betting. And let's quickly look at this line. This line literally was San Francisco favored by 4.5. Now they're 2.5-point underdogs. That's just too big of a move. We're going to buck that public love. By the way, one last thing. The 49ers on Monday Night Football, going all the way back to 1989, 36-12 against the spread on Monday Night Football. You might say, that's a fluke. What does 1989 mean about anything? Think about this. Those games are played at night. San Francisco on the West Coast means their body clocks. It's earlier for them with that start time where the teams that travel to them have a disadvantage. So there's actually reason and logic behind that. 49ers +2.5 is the big pick.
All right, so underdog special is Tennessee. Best bet is the Chargers, and big game is 49ers.
That's correct.
And congratulations on the loss last night again. by the way, RJ, tell us what you have at pregame.com that people can go to.
Well, I tell you, this week it's really fun, and I'll make it quick. We have a five-pick contest every week in the NFL, so you can actually pick five games up at the website, and the prize is a $1,500 entry into a contest that's here in Vegas where the winner makes over $500,000. So this is like a simulation of that contest. It costs $1,500 to enter it here. We're letting people play for free at pregame.com, and if you win it, you get entered next year into the real contest in Vegas.
All right, fantastic. RJ, we're excited the NFL is back. We're excited you're back. Thank you for taking the time for us on the Kevin and Bean Show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you next week.
Thank you, man. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to go back to What's Good, which is our phone segment where people can call in and tell us anything that they want to tell us. What are some of the topics that we're missing? TV shows, movies, music, whatever it might be.
Guy
called yesterday, asked about social media. I believe we were very vague and answered nothing of his question.
Sure.
Another guy called and said, you got to check out Narcos on Netflix, which I did yesterday, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Really good. And then remember the other drunk guy that called in about the prostitutes?
His name was Ralph. I remember him.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was wasted.
I tried prostitutes too. They're good.
You did?
Yeah. So
you're really taking this to heart.
Any topic that you want, maybe we don't have time to hit all the topics or whatever. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. We'll take your calls in a couple of minutes. First, though, we have an update, and we're going to speak to Donald Trump. Hey, Donald.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
You're welcome.
What?
Okay. I'm here.
Right.
You know, you really should be paying me for this.
Well, that does bring us to the first story.
Everywhere I go, I bring huge ratings. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. I'm a ratings machine.
Right.
And here I am on your show for nothing. So I think you should pay me.
I don't think you should get paid for things. I think that's actually like a payola thing, isn't it?
Okay.
So no.
Cash.
We're saying no. Is that cool?
Mm.
Can we continue with the update?
All right.
Is that why you're talking about donating the proceeds?
Well, I talked to CNN.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going to be on their network.
Right.
Doing the debate. And let's face it, when I was on a debate on Fox, the largest audience ever for a cable's news show.
Right.
So I mean, I don't like to brag. I refuse to brag.
Yeah.
But as you know, I am the biggest thing in the world.
Right.
Okay.
And the greatest.
Right. Uh-huh.
And if you're going to have me on your network, and they're making millions of dollars.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then I think some of that money should go to charity.
All right, that seems fair.
Because I like socialism. What? No. Never mind.
All right.
Okay.
They can keep it.
Donald, we have a lot of other questions to ask you. One is about the use of It's the End of the World as We Know It by R.E.M.
This is what the band R.E.M. is losing sleep over.
Businessman Donald Trump!
It's the end of the world.
It played for only 10 seconds. R.E.M. bassist Mike Mills called Trump the Orange Clown, and the band's frontman, Michael Stipe, went nuclear. Go bleep yourselves, the lot of you, you sad, attention-grabbing, power-hungry little men. Do not use our music or my voice for your moronic charade of a campaign.
What do you think about that, Donald?
Well, first of all, I'm not sure how he feels. I'd like him to be a little bit clearer. I mean, who can read it? I could read anything into that.
No, I think he hated it. He hated that you used his song.
Well, he said men, so maybe it's everybody. Maybe he hates anyone playing their songs.
But no. Did anyone else play their songs that he was referring to in that specific statement? I think it was just you.
Well, here's the thing. R.E.M., how can I take them seriously? Here's a man who lost his religion. I mean,
okay, that's just
how
a
hard
song
is that?
Title.
It's
just
in church. Song. Go to church. You'll find it.
That's just a song title.
If you look for religion, you can go anywhere.
All right.
You can go to a temple.
Right.
You can go to a church. You can go to a Muslim temple church.
Uh-huh. Right.
No, you're just pandering to the religious.
You can just
people.
Go and find your religion wherever it is.
Okay.
So I don't even know what to say about this guy, but he's stupid and a loser.
There it is.
He should sit down.
Okay. All right. The next topic is, did you see the commercial that the Mexican TV station is running for the Mexican soccer game against the U.S. on October 9th or 10th, I think. Did you see that?
I did not see
it. They're using you to do a commercial for the Mexican soccer team.
We don't have victories anymore. The American dream is dead.
Is dead.
So they're using that, and then they're putting some soccer players behind it, and that was actually pretty well done.
Really? I don't understand what they're doing. First of all, let's say this. Let's say the truth about soccer.
Okay.
It's not even a sport.
Okay.
And the only reason that it's popular in Mexico is because you can play it with a human severed head. And they have a lot of those in Mexico.
What?
The cartels chop off a lot of heads, and they need to do something with them, so they play soccer, because that's what they can use it for.
Use the heads as the ball?
Yes.
I don't think
most
I've ever
soccer
heard
in
that.
Mexico is played with a human head.
That's just not right.
That's not true.
Well, you should do a little research,
okay.
Like I have.
Okay. All right, you were on The View, and they asked you about Kanye West.
Kanye West just talked about running for president. Would you ever go on a Trump-Kanye ticket? Is that something you would ever consider doing? Because I think people would be interested.
You know, the thing I like most about Kanye West, he always speaks so nicely about me. He says the nicest thing. So I'll never hit anybody that frankly speaks nicely about me. I can't do that.
All right. So you wouldn't consider it, or you would consider it? She asked
First
if you would.
First of all, I was just happy that The View was asking the hard-hitting political questions.
Right.
Questions that the voters really need to hear.
Right.
And no, I wouldn't run on a ticket with Kanye.
Okay.
Because, let's face it, I'm a better rapper than Kanye.
You're a better rapper?
Yes. I have mad flow with my sick beats.
Clearly.
Doesn't sound much like
Sit
it.
Down.
All right. Okay.
Sit down.
All right.
I didn't call on you. Go back to Univision.
And then one of the people on The View, I'm not sure who it was, forgot your name, asking you
Joy.
About being a Democrat. She actually called you Dave.
Right. Are you a Democrat, really at heart, Dave? What's his name? Donald.
She called you Dave.
I can't believe there's one person left who doesn't know me. She's the last person in the world who doesn't know the Donald.
Hmm.
So she needs to take a lesson and learn who I am.
Right.
And also she needs not to be so upset about Carly Fiorino or Fiorini or Fiona Zona. Fiona Apple. I'm not sure who it is, but there's some woman, and I talked about her persona, and everybody was upset.
You didn't talk about her persona. You looked at her, and you said, does she look like the person you would want as a president?
Yes, I did say look at her face.
Right.
But by face, of course, I meant persona.
What?
But you said it with disgust, and it was in Rolling Stone. I mean, you did it in front of a Rolling Stone reporter.
Right. But, look at her persona. It's so ugly. I would never have sex with that persona. Let's face it. I wouldn't touch that persona with a 10-foot pole.
Wow. Well, that brings us to the last question on The View.
What do you want to say to women? What's your message?
I want to say that I cherish women, and I will protect women, and I will take care of women, and I have great respect for women.
All yes, right. I do. I love women. I cherish them. And I have great respect for them. Hmm. I just don't think they should make any decisions about themselves for themselves. Well, they should just do what I say.
Well, that's not how things work, though, Donald.
It will, once we're winning again. When we're winning.
We'll
be winning so much that the women will be so happy with winning that they won't want to worry about things like reproductive health or money or jobs. They'll just be winning. All the time, there's going to be so much winning. Winning.
Right, yeah. Okay. All right, well, you might want to rethink that, but okay, thank you for checking in with us today. We appreciate it.
And I really don't like the fact that on The View they called me baby. So Whoopi Goldberg referred to me as baby.
You didn't like that?
No. The only person that called me baby, of course, is my smoking hot daughter.
Oh.
All right, I take that back.
That's pretty gross. All right, Donald, thank you. It's 728. We're going to open the phones now for What's Good. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. Any topic that you want to bring up that we should be talking about or we're not talking about that you're interested in, give us a call now. We'll talk to you next. Time for What's Good.
What's Good? Come on, let us know what you want to talk about on this show. What's Good? Come on, let us know what's going on.
800-520-1067 is the phone number. Any topic you want to bring up is fine. Let's start with Ramon, who's calling us from Los Angeles. Hi, Ramon.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Allie.
Hey, Ramon.
What's good?
I got to tell you, Kevin, I loved the tribute to Wing yesterday.
it was a complete just nostalgia for me. But I got to tell you something. I got to gripe with you.
All right.
You didn't bring up Santa Claus on the helicopter.
Yeah.
I think is not only a disservice to her legacy, but a complete tragedy.
Agreed.
The fact it's the best Christmas song. I think Dean would describe it as a kerfuffle after what happened yesterday.
It's really difficult to know which ones to put in and leave out, but I should have definitely put in.
A lot of people really upset yesterday.
Wing retired, and so we did a little retrospective, which I think we're going to get to a little bit later on today. But we did miss this gem.
Wing is a beautiful song about Santa Claus on a helicopter, not a traditional sleigh cart.
Not a traditional sleigh cart.
Santa Claus on a helicopter.
I gotta tell you, that's harsh.
Yeah,
that's a harsh
but
tone right there.
Right, it was a disservice to her and the audience.
I'm sorry, Ramona. I accept your scorn.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Jeff in Yorba Linda.
What's good?
What's good, Jeff?
The Kush is good, Jeff.
What?
The Kush is good.
The Kush is good.
And
all right.
He used his name in the third person. He did. So how good is the Kush?
Great. We live in the best state, Florence.
Okay.
Screw the legal weed. It's all about California.
All right.
Okay.
I think I'm with you. Thank you for the call. I don't know where to go with that, but Kush is good. I agree. Let's go to, let's go to George, who's calling us from Las Vegas. Hi, George.
Hey, good morning. I'll tell you what's not good is all the Star Wars products that are out there right now. Mm. Allie, I know you love Star Wars. I really, I'm a fan of Star Wars. I'm really excited about the movie. But I saw Chewbacca on a can of Campbell's soup, R2-D2, macaroni and cheese, and Darth Vader Lucky Charms. I mean, come on.
Wait, there's Darth Vader Lucky Charms?
Yeah, there's Darth Vader Lucky Charms. There's almost anything. There's almost anything Star Wars. And one of my friends, Yvonne, she spends her hard-earned money on all these products, making George Lucas rich. I mean, it's just totally jumped the shark.
I am going to shock you, George. I agree with that.
You do?
I think,
afraid it's oversaturating?
I do. Ah. And it kind of Force Friday is what showed
That's
me.
What pushed it over the top?
When I was looking on Kohl's website for a Darth Vader bath mat, I thought to myself, what is happening?
Right, but you were on their website looking for the bath mat.
I was.
Did you catch yourself or did you order it?
I did not order it. It was sold out. But I did not order it. But I agree, George. It's too much. It's everywhere. And I think it's only going to get worse.
It is because as the movie comes closer, it's going to get worse. All right. Let's go to Sam in Burbank. Sam?
What's good?
Hello, what's good?
And lady.
Hi there. What's going on?
So I have a gripe with facial hair. I had a beard before it was cool. And then I got a corporate job and saved it. And now all these women love beards, and now the man bun. And now-
so you're saying that when you had the facial hair, no one cared.
Right.
But now it seems to be magic, and you're upset about that. Wow.
Well, you need to quit your job and get a job where you can, again, grow facial hair, and then you're going to get all the chicks. Good night.
I don't get it. I don't understand. It's like, why? What's with the hair on the face that's so attractive?
I personally like a beard. I think guys look good in beards, but
what about scruff?
A scruff, absolutely, bring it on. But there are certain men that look better with beards than not with beards, and what are they hiding? Not sure. Maybe an ugly face, but they look better.
They look better.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're screwed, Sam. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. And let's go to Alec in Valencia. Hi, Alec.
Hey, what's good?
What's good?
What's good?
Hey, I wanted to see if Vanilla Ice is still running around stabbing people.
Is he?
Damn you, Alec. Alec is calling to say that because I'm bad and he is forcing me to play a moment with.
It was about Screech and how he, what was it? He stabbed someone
Somebody
in a bar.
They were talking about his radio sound wife.
And maybe I was a little confused.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Then you got Vanilla Ice on the loose. He's got a knife, but he's running. He's going to stab people.
Because he stabbed people.
Hold on a sec. What's Kevin talking about?
I don't know. Let's find out. Let's investigate more.
Why is Vanelli just going to stab people?
Nope.
No, he stole some stuff.
He stole like a pool heater and a couch and stuff out of a vacant house.
What are you talking about, Kevin?
I was thinking of Screech.
You were thinking of Screech? You were confusing Vanilla Ice?
Not even a singer.
With the guy from Saved by the Bell?
Yes, I was. Yeah.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Thanks for making me relive that, Alec. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54. Ralph Garman is here for a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Real quickly, I just want to address a lot of our listeners sending me emails this morning and tweets and stuff about 9-11 and the way we here at K-Rock covered it all those years ago. And I want to say I appreciate the kind words, and I'm thinking of you as well. On that day, Kevin and Bean were actually on vacation, and I was fairly new to the job. And when everything started to happen, they said, we need to go on the air live. So I jumped on the microphone, and we went, I don't know, 5 or 6 hours without a commercial break or a song or anything. It just covered it along with the Doc, our newsman. And it was terrifying and obviously an impossibly difficult situation for everyone involved. But our listeners have been great. And on this day, I often hear from them and where they were when they heard the news. And so thinking of you guys, too. So thanks so much. And Donald Trump apparently thinking of everyone as well. He tweeted this morning, he wishes everyone well on this day, even the haters and losers, he said in his tweet.
About September 11th?
That's September 11th, yeah.
He's a gem.
Even the haters and losers.
Even the haters and the losers. I wish you well on this day. So, he's thinking of all of us.
Todd.
I can't wait for him to be president. He's so nice. Even when he includes us haters and losers and
nice
policy thought and the State of the Union.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. He was on The View yesterday, and man, he's the best.
He does good work.
He really does. He had to address the fact that he addressed fellow candidate Carly Fiorina in Rolling Stone magazine by... when he was doing the interview with the reporter, she came on the television and he said, look at that face. How could anyone vote for that? So he was called out yesterday on The View regarding that.
Who should be saying that less than Donald Trump?
He said on The View, I'm talking about her persona. So stop reading into what he says, people. For God's sakes.
Could you see her persona?
I'm not sure.
On the TV?
I'm not sure. Maybe he can. Maybe he's got that kind of vision.
Mm. Like people that can read auras. He's...
Right. He can read personas.
Huh.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, who's also trying to get into the Republican presidential discussion, ripped it at Donald Trump for that remark, saying, Donald Trump is not a serious candidate. He's a narcissist. He's an egomaniac. The only thing he believes in is himself. I think it's pretty outrageous for him to be attacking anyone's appearance when he looks like he's got a squirrel sitting on his head. I think he should stop attacking other people's appearances.
These are two men running for president,
yes.
You guys.
Yep.
You've got a squirrel on your head. Well, you're a stupid loser.
Oh, my God.
Trump said, I only respond to people that register more than 1% in the polls regarding Jindal's comments. So, boom. It's on.
He's consistent.
He is. Get nothing that. Else. Insults just run right off his back. The Donald doesn't even feel them. Or he's got really thin skin and will yell back at you no matter what.
He does respond to almost everyone.
He does.
Criticizes him.
It's like a janitor says something bad. He like shows up at where the guy works and kicks over his bucket. It's very strange what happens to that man. Jack White wants you to buy a record player for your kids. Yeah, you heard me. Third Man Records is offering a new suitcase turntable.
Suitcase.
It's a turntable that has speakers built into it, and it comes with a special vinyl LP. That means it's like an album. I don't even know how to describe to people what an LP is, but it's a big piece of plastic.
And God, really?
Yeah, it's a storybook that features children's songs by Kermit the Frog and Pointer Sisters and other artists. It's called This Record Belongs To, and it's a part of Jack's desire to get people to rediscover the magic of vinyl music. The retail price is just $95, and you can look for it in September. You can pick it up. So,
thank God.
I guess that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
To have. If you got a little one, I would get that for my kid, and then let her play with all my albums, all my LPs,
But I got rid of them a long time ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know anyone that still
In retrospect, I kind of wish I had held on to some of them. Yeah. But they're all gone now. Jessica Alba's got some problems. Too hot. That's her first problem. Her second problem?
Too hot.
And then her third problem, she is facing a class action lawsuit regarding her Honest Company. You know, she's got her own line of beauty products and stuff. The Honest Company.
Millions upon millions of dollars.
It's very successful.
It's named Honest?
The Honest Company, yes.
Wow.
She is launching her Honest Beauty line to rave reviews. But she is facing a class action lawsuit over her sunscreen because apparently you put it on your skin and it does nothing to screen the sun out.
What? Ooh.
It is allegedly quite ineffective as far as sunscreens go.
Oh, no.
So a lot of people are suing saying, ouch, my skin is burnt. And they want her to pay for it.
It seems like that would be pretty easy to test, wouldn't it?
Well, there are elements you can put in sunscreen that actually do screen the sun out.
I would think that
so I would use those. Yeah, if I was going to make a sunscreen, I would use those elements.
Seems like a good choice.
Hers apparently ineffective, and people are suing now.
Drama queen.
Right? Come on. She's Jessica Alba. Leave her alone. I don't care about your sunburn.
Giddy up.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Elizabeth Henstridge from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She Fitz or she's Simmons?
She's
either Fitz or Simmons.
Yeah.
Simmons. Hello, Fitz.
She's the girl.
Hello, Fitz. Hello, Simmons. I think she's Simmons. I'm trying to play out the scene in my head. Hello, Fitz. Hello, Simmons. Well, should we do that, Fitz? I don't think so, Simmons.
I believe it's Simmons.
I think she's Simmons.
That's what Dave just told me.
Yeah. She's hot. I know that.
I like watching you play it out, though. That's
I'd
good.
Buy her sunscreen.
Yes, I would, too.
She's 28 years old today. Johnny Buckland from Coldplay. Turns 38. Ludacris, also 38 years old today. Taraji P. Henson, you know her, of course, from Empire. I built this empire for my children. One of my sons got to step up and take over the empire.
I think you forgot about somebody. Half that empire's mine.
Cookie, what are you doing here? She's 45 years old today. Harry Connick Jr. is 48. And Moby.
You're saying Moby.
Moby celebrates his 50th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I don't know if you've ever had this experience. I have not. Where you're dating your best friend's ex.
Oof.
That seems like that's a bad way to go, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Britney Spears, over the weekend, was seen. She was engaged to Jason Trawick. She was engaged to that guy.
Okay.
So she was seen with his best friend over the weekend, and they were snuggling.
Canoodling, maybe?
I don't use that word. Apparently, there was some kissing, and there was some dancing and putting their hands in the air.
And waving like they just don't care.
Correct. Apparently, that was all happening.
Wow.
So Jason Trawick's best friend. I mean, that seems bad for so many reasons.
Her fiancé's...
Yes.
Best friend.
Yes.
Oof.
And that seems to happen a lot. And maybe it's just the people you're around. Maybe when she was around him...
She got to know him.
Right.
There was chemistry,
because he was there, and she's like, oh, I didn't take a note of that. This goes south. His best friend rules. I think that's how it happens.
Well, here's the thing. When it comes to your ex's friend's best friend, whatever, maybe you didn't date long. You went on a couple dates with the guy, break up, then you date his friend. Is there a time limit? Does that come into play? Or is it just off the record? You can't date him. There's a code. You can't do it.
I don't know. I feel like maybe when you're engaged.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's.
So I'm saying Britney Spears perhaps went over that line.
Yeah.
Because she was engaged to him for a while.
But if a friend of mine went out maybe a month, a few dates with a guy, didn't work out, she doesn't feel anything for him.
Right.
Is that fine?
Then you go after him?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What does your friend think?
See,
I would think that would be a little awkward.
I would, too. I wouldn't do it. Personally, I think there's a code, a guy code, a girl code. You just don't go out with anyone they've dated. But I do know people that do. Like, oh, it didn't matter. I asked before.
Is
they
it
said
okay
it wasn't
if I,
a big
oh, yeah,
deal.
Well, yeah, no, I won't be mad.
Yeah, they're always mad, I
that's
feel.
Always,
yeah.
That's always a negative.
Yeah.
So we're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067. If you dated a friend's ex, or you dated an Are we doing ex's friend?
Yeah, I think either side of the
however
coin.
You
yeah.
yeah whichever relationship you got stuck in, and how did it go? Because it can't have ended well for I would think for anyone, right?
Yeah.
If you're best friends with somebody, that friendship's going to end.
Yeah.
Just so you can date their friend? I don't know. That seems odd to me.
Your voice is going up.
It's going up really high, and I don't know why. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. You call, and we will talk to you. Britney Spears was engaged to a guy, and now she's dating his best friend. That's a little weird, right?
Yeah, you would think.
That seems like it would make things very difficult on every level.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Natalie in Los Angeles. It does scare me how many calls we have for this topic.
Phone lines lit up.
That does scare me. Natalie, hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hello.
So who did you date?
I dated one of my good friends' ex-fiancé.
One of your good friends,
so
ex-fiancé.
Same thing as Britney Spears.
And
I was a lot younger, though, I have to admit. So I definitely wouldn't do it now that I'm older.
Did you ask your friend's permission? Is that part of the whole process? No.
No.
I didn't. I felt like she was one of those friends who was more about herself. So I kind of didn't have a problem doing it, I guess you can say.
Okay.
Okay. So she wasn't a really good friend.
No.
Okay.
I felt she wasn't, so I had no problem doing it. And we dated for about 2 years, and we actually got engaged as well.
Oh, wow.
And did you get married as well?
No, it didn't work out.
It didn't sound like you left that part out. Okay.
Got it.
It didn't work out, but I definitely would never do it again. Now that I'm older and wiser, I would never do that to a friend. I think it's wrong.
Yeah, it seems bad.
But I was a lot younger in my days and didn't really care.
Hindsight's 20/20, Natalie. I get it.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate the time you spend listening. Let's go to Brittany in Whittier. Hi, Brittany.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
You dated your best friend's ex?
I actually dated two best friends. I was the dater. And I dated two guys who were best friends.
So the guys were best friends with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you...
For years. Many, many years.
Okay. And it says on my screen, it says flip-flopped between the two. So you went from one to the other, back to one to the other?
Yes. For about 2 years.
Brittany.
And
they didn't have a problem with it?
No, they did. And it was like a huge secret. I had met one at a party and he was super gorgeous. And then he introduced me to a group of his friends, and one I just clicked really well with. We just had the chemistry, and I remember how awkward it was when he said, "Wow, you two have a lot in common. You guys should be dating."
Ooh.
And it just got really awkward after that, and after we stopped dating, I did start dating his friend, and then he found out, and then we broke up, and I went back to him. And then we broke up and I went back to his friend.
You're a disaster. That's crazy bad.
Or did she just take his advice?
I don't know. I did.
He said you should date my best friend.
I'm not positive that he meant it.
He didn't.
But she took it. All right. So did it all end up great?
No.
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 She's now married to their other best friend.
We all kind of went our separate ways after that because it just got really messy. And then it turned into like a whole lot of name calling.
Yeah.
And nothing ended well.
Would you do it again?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
What if he's really hot?
And I'm wiser.
But what if he's really hot?
Well, if they're both really hot, well, why not?
There you go. All right. Good. Thank you, Brittany, for the call. Let's go to Jacqueline in Woodland Hills. Hi there.
Hi.
So you dated a best friend's ex? This is all so confusing. Who did you date?
I know. I dated a guy for 2 years, and he's now married to my best friend, and I'm married to one of his best friends.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah.
You dated a guy for 2 years, and he's married to your best friend.
Yeah. And we were roommates. I was living with this girl at the time. And she kind of went through, like, the whole breakup with me. We got dumped at the same time. And then, like, a year and a half later, I set them up on a date.
You set them up?
Yeah.
So, obviously, you were okay with it.
I thought I was. And then they, like, started dating and became boyfriend and girlfriend. I, like, saw pictures on Facebook. And then I kind of, like, freaked out at them.
Look. But that's on you, though, right? I mean, you set them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was good. Like, I knew they would be good together. It just, it upset me more than I thought, but it's all good now. Like, they're some of our best friends.
All right. All right. All right, good. So at least there's not destruction there. Okay, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to James in Los Angeles. Hi, James.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
So my wife and I were longtime childhood friends, and we were both previously married. And because we were married to other people, we all, four of us, became good friends, and we used to hang out quite a bit. We used to make jokes about just swapping spouses. It never actually happened that way. Circumstances being what they are, we both ended up divorced. My wife now and I, we got married. And 2 weeks ago, my ex-wife and her ex-husband got married.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
This sounds like it's perfect.
It's pretty much the best episode of Jerry Springer ever.
And are you all still friends?
No.
Oh, okay. Not just no, but no.
Avoid each other at all costs.
Avoid each other at all costs. All right. So that seems like a negative. Thank you for the call. Man, a lot of people do this. Isaiah in Victorville, hi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
so you were in a band with a friend, right?
Yeah, he was my lead singer. They were married for like 2 years, and then they ended up getting divorced. And then he ended up hooking up with my other best friend's ex-wife. Mm-hmm. So since he broke the code, I was like, hey, why not? And I ended up hooking up with his ex-wife.
And okay. Are you still in a band with him?
Oh, no.
No.
So because he broke the code, you thought it was okay to break the code. What are your thoughts now?
Yeah, he ended up moving to Canada, so it don't matter to me.
All good.
Right? Yeah.
All good.
If you move to Canada, it's all off the table, right?
Exactly.
All right, so if you're keeping score, I think we're 3 wins and 1 loss.
Okay.
So 3 losses and actually 1 win, actually. You heard me. I think we had 3 losses and 1 win so far. Let's go to Molly in Anaheim. Hi, Molly.
Hi. Hi, Allie.
Hi, Molly.
So you were dating who?
I was dating my high school sweetheart.
For how long?
On and off for like 7 years.
7 years, all right.
And then he had a friend, and so I hooked him up with one of my best friends. So it was us two couples, and I kind of decided, and my now husband decided that we liked each other more, so we kind of started seeing each other behind their backs.
Oh, Molly.
But we're married now.
Right.
Okay.
But while it was happening, wow, how'd you break it to your then high school sweetheart boyfriend that you were dating his best friend?
He just kind of found out. I think my best friend was a little more upset than my high school sweetheart was.
Is she still your best friend?
No.
Okay. Right. Is he still your friend?
No.
Nope.
All right, Molly.
All right. So we got 1 win and 4 losses. Okay. So far, not so good. Let's go to Mo. This is a strange one. Hi, Mo.
Hi. Morning, guys.
Hi there.
Good morning.
So I had 2 different best friends at different times when I was younger. And what I did was I befriended their boyfriends, convinced them to break up with my friends, and ended up dating both my best friends' exes.
What's wrong with you, Mo?
Okay, wait. So
who hurt you?
I was younger, and I had this power trip because I was kind of the cuter one. So I was like, I can totally do this. And I did it, and I definitely regret it. However, one of my best friends, I still talk to her. She's actually a lesbian now.
Uh-huh.
Go figure. And her and I still talk, and we're completely on good terms. The other one, not so much.
Wow. A power trip because she was cuter.
I'm cuter.
Mo! Good Lord!
Everybody does it.
Bitch got no class.
If you're a cuter friend, you got to try it, because you can do it.
No.
I feel like
it's
sort
perfect.
Of... I feel like you
Mo,
sort of...
Mo, it doesn't.
I mean, I've never been in that position, but I feel like... Don't you feel like you sort of
she
would?
She did it twice.
She did it twice. That's not ideal. Let's go to Ruby in Placentia. Hi, Ruby.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
We're good. We're stunned by all the calls. I thought we would get 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Insane. What did you do?
Well, my sister was in high school, and she was dating this really great guy, and he ended up having already purchased tickets to go to meet a girl in Canada that he had been pen pals with over the summer. So my sister said, if you leave, then we're breaking up. He left. He ended up not getting laid because he forgot to buy condoms. And
good,
he came
good.
Back.
6 months later, we started hanging out, and it was like a lightning bolt. We have been together for 21 years now.
Wow.
And we got married, and my sister was fine with it. They were only together for a week, and nothing really intimate happened.
Right.
Yeah. And I totally cleared it up with her first.
Yeah.
Because she is my best friend.
So you still talk to your sister?
Oh, all the time.
All right, we got a second win.
Yes,
we got a second win.
Well, don't let him around Mo. If you encounter a woman named Mo, just run, Ruby.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:39. It is September 11th. We don't get serious very often on this program, but it is September 11th. And, you know, the victims of the attacks in the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and the plane in Pennsylvania. It's a horrific situation. And I made a tribute to the worst thing imaginable and how it brought out the best in so many people in America. And everybody seemed to pull together. They all had one cause. And it was amazing to see. And this is our tribute.
I think we're going to have to remember September 11 in its reality. Because somehow I think it pushes the human consciousness toward finding ways to avoid this in the future. But if you censor it too much, if you try to find too many euphemisms for what happened, then I think you rob people of the ability to actually relive it and therefore motivate them to prevent it from happening in the future.
We're back at 8:30 on this Tuesday morning. It's the 11th day of September, the year 2001.
This is a special report. A major incident occurred here.
There has been a plane crash.
I just witnessed a plane hit directly in the middle of one of the World Trade Center towers.
The FBI is now investigating reports of a plane hijacking.
One side of the building, practically all the way to the other.
People are standing in the street in tears. People are panicking and calling their families.
The
first thing I'd like to do is take this opportunity to tell everyone to remain calm.
I was thrown to a window. I saw the flames hit the building.
More and more fire and smoke enveloping the very top of the building.
Right then and there, I knew that this was going to be the worst day of my life as a firefighter.
People are jumping out the windows.
Oh, my God!
That looks like a second plane.
Right now, there's another one. Another plane just hit. Right? Oh, my God.
That's on purpose. Somebody is doing this on purpose.
It's a horrific scene here. There's debris flying through the air over the East River here into Brooklyn.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. The number of casualties will be more than any of us can bear, ultimately.
Oh, my goodness. We're looking at a live picture from Washington, and there is smoke pouring out of the Pentagon.
With an aircraft that crashed into the Pentagon.
110 stories, the top portion of which is collapsing. Good Lord.
Your traffic is being grounded across the United States. 18 minutes later, oh my God. Oh my God. That was the second tower of the World Trade Center collapsing before our eyes.
United Airlines Flight 93, it crashed in Somerset County, Pennsylvania.
It was a sad day.
Our nation, our beautiful nation, came of age.
Look at this and you just say to yourself, why? There's no justification for this happening, none.
The images of the replay that never stops of the planes hitting, the towers coming down. And it was like, okay, enough TV.
It did happen, right? It's not something that I'm going to close my eyes and open them again and I'm going to see the tower, right? It's not there.
It's terribly sad here in New York City. It's terribly sad because we've never been through this before. We're told that they were zealots fueled by religious fervor. And if you live to be 1,000 years old, will that make any sense to you? Will that make any goddamn sense?
Families are handing out flyers to the media, hoping for some news on their relatives.
My brother works in the 91st floor, and he's unaccounted for at this time.
They should have been here already. The rig is not back. They're not back.
They should have been back.
God and angels up above, send us home, the one we love.
He said, don't panic, my mom is just, I'm going to be okay, not to worry about it.
She was on the 93rd floor of the 2nd Trade Center. She called everyone to tell everybody that she was okay. And so we haven't heard anything since then. So we just have to find her. We know we will. Pictures on the
nightstand. Called all the hospitals. TV's on in the day. Into the missing persons place. Your house is waiting. We haven't heard anything at all. Your house is waiting. We haven't heard anything at all.
For you to walk in. Everyone's desperate for information. For you to walk
in. But you're missing. He has to face the reality that he may not come back.
The hardest part is not knowing anything.
The head of our family is gone. When
I
shut out the lights, you're missing. I would talk to him when he saw the plane coming. When I close my eyes, you're missing. But I haven't heard from him since. When I see the sunrise, you're missing. Our lives will never be the same.
This nation is peaceful, but fierce when stirred to anger. Grief has turned to anger, and anger to resolution. Whether we bring our enemies to justice or bring justice to our enemies, justice will be done.
This is war, and we will do everything in our power together to make sure that terrorists never, ever again can create this chaos against our people.
I have a message for our military. Be ready. The hour is coming when America will act, and you will make us proud.
We did not start this war, so understand responsibility for every single casualty in this war, whether they're innocent Afghans or innocent Americans, rest at the feet of the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban.
I say to our enemies, we are coming. God may show you mercy. We will not.
More than 50 Navy jets, a half dozen Air Force heavy bombers, B-1s and B-52s, are carpet bombing the Taliban front lines.
U.S. Special Forces are on the ground in Afghanistan.
Once we hit the ground, got off the bird, we started rolling through the ravine, and there was fighting positions everywhere.
I believe in the fearless heart of the United States military.
This nation is freedom's home. And freedom's defender. And we owe so much, to the men and women who step forward to protect those freedoms.
Oh, beautiful. Brave men and women, indeed. Heroes prove. Operating there in what continues to be a very dangerous environment.
Liberating strife. We're blessed with extraordinary men and women who risk their lives each day so that each of us can live in peace and freedom. More than self, country love. They are clearly doing us proud in Afghanistan.
And
a mercy
more than life. An American flag flies outside the childhood home of John Joseph Edmonds in Cheyenne, Wyoming. America. A symbol of the patriotism his family still feels, even after losing the 20-year-old Army specialist in the war against terrorism. May God thy
gold refine. And for that, all America is grateful.
America, he said, has sent the best of her young men around the world. Nobleness. Not to conquer, but to liberate. Not to terrorize, but to help. We're very thankful to you, the men and women who wear our uniform.
We carry the torch passed to you by hundreds of policemen and firefighters who raised our country's flag over the wreckage.
Not just for the peace of mind of our own citizens, but to free people in Afghanistan from one of the most wretched and despised and oppressive regimes anywhere in the world. Thanks to you, many Afghan women are walking in public again and walking with dignity.
May God put in that.
My mother wants me to go to school and become an educated person and get a job someday.
I wish to work, and I decided to work from 5 of morning until 10 of night. Because I stayed at home 5 years, I want to make it equal.
We're happy. God is kind, says the old man, busy carving fools again. The true God, they say, the one they have always worshipped.
It's a beautiful day.
Town in Montana by the name of Shoto, and Montana's been in the middle of a drought for 3 years, and if you got no rain, you can't grow anything, and if you can't grow anything, you can't farm, and that's the way life is in this small town, 1,600 people. Last night at the high school auditorium, they had a rally, and not just a rally for New York City, but a rally to raise money for New York City, and if that doesn't tell you everything you need to know about the spirit of the United States, I can't help you.
It's a beautiful day.
We see our national character and rescuers working past exhaustion in long lines of blood donors and thousands of citizens who have asked to work and serve in any way possible.
The more disaster to handle, every generation has gone through it.
Even though this is a horrific tragedy, this is New York's finest hour.
To me, it shows the greatness of America that people who would be perceived as common people can perform such uncommon acts of valor.
Even after the towers fell, literally hundreds of firemen went right back in.
Their loved one had let two elevators go because he was older. The people in the elevator were younger.
Every day, total strangers were showing up with supplies.
Somebody said that if you could still use towels.
People who faced death and in their last moments called home to say, be brave and I love you. Passengers who defied their murderers and prevented the murder of others on the ground. Rescuers, the ones whom death found, running up the stairs and into the fires to help others. A beloved priest died giving the last rites to a firefighter.
American Red Cross, the Salvation Army, and the United Way.
Never know of all the heroes. The person who calmed someone and got them out of the building. The person who organized their floor so that everybody could evacuate.
Two office workers finding a disabled stranger carried her down 68 floors to safety. A group of men drove through the night from Dallas to Washington to bring skin grafts for burn victims. For those of us who live through these events, the only marker we'll ever need is the tick of a clock at the 46th minute of the 8th hour of the 11th day. We remember where we were and how we felt. We remember the dead and what we owe them. We remember what we lost and what we found. Grief and tragedy and hatred are only for a time. Goodness, remembrance, and love have no end. No end.
And it is 8:55. Ralph has joined us. It's time for a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Let me give away something before we talk about show business news. K-Rock's doing a very special advanced screening of a movie that looks awesome called Sicario. Emily Blunt stars as an FBI agent who gets involved in a secret government task force to take on the drug cartels in the border area between U.S. and Mexico. Also stars Benicio del Toro. Josh Brolin's also in it. If you want more info, you can go to sicariofilm.com. We are doing a special advance screening on the 15th of September, right around the corner, at the AMC Century City. The movie's in theaters everywhere on the 18th, but you'll get to see it before your friends if you call me right now. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. And the first five callers who get through will get a pair of passes to the advance screening of Sicario. Kevin?
Yes, sir.
You might want to rethink your whole life plan. May want to reconsider everything.
My entire life plan?
Yes, because I know your whole life has been aimed towards and progressing forward in order to achieve a monkey. I know you've always wanted a monkey.
I do need a monkey.
Well, you may want to reconsider.
I don't just want it, Ralph. I need it.
Folks in Owingsville, Kentucky have been dealing with a renegade monkey that's been plaguing the town for weeks.
Renegade.
Renegade monkey.
Good band.
Terrorizing Owingsville, Kentucky. He's been running amok. The monkey's owners were reportedly cleaning out its cage when it broke free. That's when the long-tailed macaque was finally just raising hell there in Owingsville, Kentucky.
And they can't catch it?
They couldn't catch it. He was a renegade monkey, Kevin.
I heard you say
that. A renegade.
All right.
He was making everyone furious. He was giving out marriage licenses to same-sex couples. That's how
really?
So much
wow.
of a renegade he
wow.
was in Kentucky.
That's crazy.
Well, the good news is the local and state police, the fish and game wardens, and animal control workers that have been on the hunt for the long-tailed macaque finally spotted it and brought it down. They hit it with some tranks, and they sent it to live at the Primate Rescue Center about an hour south in Nicholasville. Oh, Nicholasville, you better watch out. If that monkey gets out, it's hell to be paid in Nicholasville. So the good news is he was captured. But this is the kind of chaos you're inviting into your life, Kevin, when you bring a monkey into it.
Those people didn't know what they were doing, Ralph.
And you're a monkey expert?
Correct.
Well, I beg to differ.
Thank you.
Why are you thanking me? I beg to differ with you.
I wasn't listening to what
Apparently,
you said at all.
You were not.
Just moving right ahead.
Hey, would you like
not
to...
Not even a little bit.
Would you like to see the Floyd Mayweather-Andre Berto fight?
Nope.
No,
Well,
thanks.
Some people would.
Oh.
Not many, but some. Apparently, they have a hard time selling this paper.
Oh, what a surprise.
Weird.
Huh. It's going to be historic.
Yeah.
It's going for 49-0.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Sure.
Well, CBS wants to help you. They're getting together with Showtime to stream Oops. Saturday's upcoming pay-per-view fight.
Oops. Then it's great.
Between the two. If you have a computer or a mobile device, you can get the fight, which Ow. Floyd says will be the last one of his career, on CBS.com/fight for the low, low price of $64.99. I believe that's considerably cheaper than the pay-per-view. In addition, CBS will throw in a free 3-month trial of CBS All Access. It's $5.99 per month video on demand service as part of the deal. So you get all of that for the low, low price of $64.99.
That's a great deal, Ralph.
In addition to the main event, the live stream will also feature 3 undercard fights, which kick off at 5 p.m. So look, you've got everything going for you right there. Just saying, if you are inclined, this would be the way to go.
How about a heads up next time?
I'm just saying, no, look, just because CBS owns our station doesn't mean we have to, you know, suck the corporate teat. We can be our own people. We can be our own. We can be renegade monkeys if we want to.
They actually offered Mayweather to us, and we said no, and our bosses went, what?
Yeah, they couldn't believe it.
Because they had a bunch of rules in effect.
Yeah.
We couldn't ask
Things
about this, can't ask
say.
About that.
There were some caveats on the conversation saying you couldn't make any reference to the following subjects. And we may or may not have ever gotten to those subjects, but the point is you don't like to be constrained when you enter into a conversation with someone, because what if that comes up or something, then you're handcuffed, right?
Yeah.
So this is exciting news. You know, they're doing another King Kong movie, Skull Island, Kong Skull Island, which is going to take you back sort of to the OG origins of King Kong on his home of Skull Island. It was supposed to happen at Universal.
Okay.
But the project is now moving to Warner Brothers, where they're going to do the new Kong film. Now, here's why. This is the exciting part of the story. The reason they're moving it under the Warner Brothers banner is because the producers of this film, Legendary Films, also owns the rights to another giant franchise by a gentleman named Godzilla.
Yay!
And so the plan is King Kong versus Godzilla!
Sorry.
Yay!
That's what I'm talking about. Bring it all under one roof, and the two monsters will be able to battle it out.
I like it.
I like it, too. So apparently we're going to get the King Kong movie, then a Godzilla sequel, and then after that, King Kong versus Godzilla. So get me some Rodan and some Mothra. We got a party. Very excited. I'm out of time?
Oh, you're out of time.
I got a great Kenny Loggins story.
Nope, you're out, way sure? out of time then. For sure you're out of time now.
Oh, we'll get it in the next hour.
Wow, you're out of time.
Yeah, I got Woo, next showbiz beat.
Running late.
It'll be all Loggins all the time in the next showbiz beat. Today's celebrity birthdays, Moby. One of our faves, 50 years old today. Harry Connick Jr. is 48. Taraji P. Henson's 45. Ludacris and Johnny Buckland of Coldplay both celebrate their 38th birthdays today. And Elizabeth Henstridge, you know her as Gemma Simmons from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh, love her so much.
Me too.
She's 28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I don't know if you've been following the NFL news, but Eli Manning has been renegotiating his contract.
Yeah.
And for a while, he was – what we heard was he wanted to be the highest paid quarterback in the league.
Exactly.
But they have extended his deal. They agreed on a four-year extension worth $84 million.
And 65 guaranteed. That's huge.
That's pretty strong.
Huge.
So we have Eli on the phone to congratulate him. Hey, Eli.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, I'm Eli.
Right. Hi, Eli.
How are you?
10.
You're number 10, yes.
Yeah.
Right. Congratulations on your contract.
Yes. I'm so rich. I made a deal, and now I have a deal worth $84,000.
It's 84 million, Eli.
I'm rich.
It's actually 84 million.
What?
Well done.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot
really
of money.
Is.
I'm even richer.
Yeah.
You're only behind Aaron Rodgers.
Loser.
Russell Wilson.
Loser.
And Ben Roethlisberger.
Loser.
And then you.
Yeah. Hi. I'm Eli Manning.
Right.
This is not as rich Eli Manning. Don't be like that, Eli Manning. Be like me. I'm rich.
Eli, have you talked to your brother?
Yeah,
since
I
you
said,
signed it?
Want to borrow some money, bitch? That's what I said to him.
Did you?
Because I have money now. I can make it rain.
Right.
Yeah.
I have to hire a plane and get some cloud seed, and then I have to fly it, go into the clouds.
That's not what they
mean. Then apparently they told me I could then make it rain.
That's not what
That's
they mean by make it rain.
It.
What else could it mean?
Okay.
When a young man...
visits,
hey, you know what the best thing is?
I can't.
You know what the best thing
What's
is?
The
hey,
best thing?
Hey,
what?
Hey!
Yes, Eli.
Talking to you.
Yes.
You know what the best thing is?
What?
$65 million of that money is guaranteed.
Yeah, do you know what that means?
It means I don't have to play. I can still get paid. I can stay home and not have big men try to hurt me.
No, you still
I
have to.
I can watch the television.
Eli,
you have to pay me. It's the law.
Eli, it doesn't mean you're not still a part of the team. You're going to go and you're going to play. It just means if you get hurt, something happens, that money is guaranteed.
Right.
But you're
something happens, like I decide to stay home and watch television, then
no.
I get paid.
No.
You might
want to
guarantee.
You might want to double check that. I'm not.
You might want to look up the word guarantee.
Okay.
Because I don't even have to do anything. They have to just pay me.
Right.
And they can't trade me.
There's a no-trade clause, right?
Which means I can't go to the Yankees. I can't
go to
the Blackhawks.
That's hockey.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. I can't go to any of them.
Were you afraid that was going to happen?
Yeah. Well, if they trade me to, like, the cast of Empire, then what would I do?
Kind of be awesome, Eli.
I don't even know anything about rap music. I'd be lost. I'd go, yeah, I want half the empire. I can't do that.
I think you can.
So they can't trade me, which is good. I wouldn't want to go there.
Oh, I'd love to see you on Empire.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I think so.
No.
I think we would like it.
I'd go to Big Bang Theory, though. Bazinga!
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 25 minutes till 10. Ralph Garman is here with our final look at the showbiz beat for the week.
You would think they could get through the first quarter of football of the new season without cheating, the Patriots. But once they start pumping radio into the headsets of the other coaches on the other sideline, you figure, you've already been busted so many times. Do you really want to cheat this early in the season?
You know that the NFL controls
the
headsets.
With your radio broadcast that you're pumping into the Pittsburgh sidelines so the coaches can't talk to each other? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, the NFL
heartbreaking.
Is the one that controls that.
They just refuse.
The NFL controls
to
the headsets.
To play fairly. You'd think one
Bill
quarter,
Belichick
the first quarter, they could
complains
they could work
that
it
he
out.
Too was having problems, and once there is a problem, they shut off both headsets. But
yeah, once they found out, once Pittsburgh was saying, "We're listening to Big Boy in our headphones now. We don't even know who he is. Apparently, he's in Los Angeles
again. The
but
NFL,
we can't get anything. I can't
NFL
talk to the other coaches.
That, not the home team. It's the NFL."
Oh, no!
Yeah.
This is a colossal disaster.
It was a colossal disaster. Pittsburgh moved the ball at will, just up and down the field.
Yeah.
Kick field goal wrong. Kick field goal wrong.
Don't cover Gronk, though. Don't do that.
Do not cover him at all. The whole game.
Can't wait for him to shatter his forearm.
That was odd.
It'd be awesome. When's like, his bone coming through the flesh next
like
time?
If Tomlin That's tripped possible. Him. Like that?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Hey.
Good at that.
Cheaters get karma, man. Comes back. Can't help yourself. That's all I'm going to say. Let me give you something, people, because you're nice. You're nice people. I've always said that about you. You, not so much. That guy over there? No, the one in the red car?
Yeah.
I never liked you. But the other people who are driving now to work and or school or are sitting and or in their offices and or in class or at home listening? You people I like.
What's wrong with the guy in the red car?
Ah, he's such a douchebag. Uh-huh. Still owes me money. Long Beach Comic Con's happening this weekend. It's going to be a blast. Happens at the Long Beach Convention Center. And it's going to be great. It's an awesome comic book, not just comic book, but cosplay contest that they have. And there's action figure stuff and comic books and panels and celebrities and autograph signings. It's going to be a blast. If you'd like to attend, I've got a pair of weekend passes to the Long Beach Comic Con for 5 lucky callers who call right now at 1-800-520-1067. First 5 callers to get through. To Beer Mug, first of all, you have my condolences. But secondly, he's going to hook you up with a pair of weekend passes to the Long Beach Comic Con. Happens this weekend, September 12th and 13th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Tickets are still available if you want to buy them. If you don't win, longbeachcomiccon.com will give you all the details. You can check it out. And I'll be there all day Saturday. So please,
yay!
If you see me, please come up to me and give me a hearty handshake. And
hug him. Ralph likes to be hugged.
Oh,
not
does.
So much the hugging.
Smell
but
his
just
neck.
Go right
I've seen people smell his neck.
No,
yes.
Just a,
he has an amazing smelling
he does
neck.
Have a great
a hearty hand clasp and a hi-ho. And that,
just go
be
right
just
in
fun.
For a hug.
No, not so
don't
much.
Even give him a heads yeah. up. He likes surprise
do
hugs.
Really. Do it from the back.
Not
that, he
right.
loves it from the back.
Not so much. Not that so much with the hugs. But I do like to meet people.
And be hugged by them.
I'm not hugging so much. It's hard to get through the barbed wire hula hoop that I wear.
What?
I have a barbed wire hula hoop.
I did not know that.
That's
strange.
Justin Bieber is a colossal butthead. He's just a bad dude. You know, he's trying to rehabilitate his image. He's just coming off a series of gaffes and goofs of just being a loser. And so he goes on MTV, I'm crying because I'm so happy that I'm singing again.
He cried at the MTV Awards.
With his horrible new song. So he goes on the Today Show to perform in their live concert event series show thing part. And he's out there performing his little bleach blonde butt off, and he's just singing and dancing in the rain. What those of us here on the West Coast did not see, however, was the temper tantrum he threw on the Today Show.
Oh, sweet.
Because he did not appreciate the way the Today Show people were filming the live broadcast, were shooting the live broadcast. Mm-hmm. He was apparently just dancing up a storm, but he was very unhappy because the camera seemed to be close to him shooting him singing.
Okay.
They were close shooting him in a probably a tighter shot as he sang the song.
What? That's bad?
Well, yes. Because what's the why am I even dancing? If the camera's going to be right here, why am I even dancing? What am I doing this for? Said colossal Canadian butthead Justin Bieber. We've got some audio from the actual broadcast as it went out live on the East Coast feed. There was an edited version that we saw here on the West Coast.
You need to get the good stuff here.
But the live version caught his childish rant as he complained about the fact that how dare the Today Show, which is publicizing his lame-ass single, shoot the face of the guy singing the song. Can you imagine it? Here's Bieber.
The camera's right here the whole time. Might as well not even dance. What do I do this for if they're just...
What am I doing this for, even, if they're just going to do that?
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Your mic is always hot.
That's right. Never forget.
That's why you lip sync.
That's a great point, Kevin.
He was shaking that fine booty. And he wanted everyone to see it.
What am I doing this for?
What are you doing this for? He's fiending. Well, I promised you Kenny Loggins, and here it is.
Yeah.
Kids love some
the
Kenny
kids
Loggins.
Kids do not love Kenny Loggins.
Yeah.
Listen, the kids don't even know who Kenny Loggins is.
Correct.
But the only reason I bring it up is because we talked about this story in the past. Kenny Loggins was a performer largely known for his smash hits in the 80s. Footloose, of course, you probably know. That was his.
Sure.
I'm All Right from Caddyshack. I'm all right. Ain't nobody worry about me. Remember little gophers dancing at the end of that?
Yes.
He's fallen on hard times. He is not in as much demand, let's say, as he was then.
Kenny Loggins?
Yes.
I wouldn't expect him to be.
So he was trying to raise some money to produce his next album. And one of the ways that people do that now is they go on the crowdfunding websites. And he went to Kickstarter to raise money for his album. And one of the top prize levels was a private concert. He was hoping some country, some city, some venue would pony up the big cash for a Kenny Loggins concert. What he didn't expect was Eric Sanchez, who started his own Kickstarter for Kenny Loggins Kickstarter to raise enough money to get a private concert in his living room.
Yes.
Featuring Kenny Loggins. And we talked to Eric a while ago when he was doing this, and he raised more than $30,000 through Kickstarter to make his dream come true.
Wow.
Of having Kenny Loggins play in his living room. And so on Sunday in Fairfax County, Virginia, Kenny Loggins will be plugging in at Eric's house, performing a private concert.
Just for Eric?
Well, it's Eric, and Eric also invited 230 of the people who ponied up money on his Kickstarter page.
Okay.
Since they donated the money to come join him and watch. So they're all going to watch at Eric's house on Sunday.
That's
while
awesome.
The rest of us are watching football and enjoying ourselves, they'll be sitting through Footloose.
I feel like we win.
I think so, too. But I thought that was humorous that he would take it upon himself to make sure Kenny Loggins came to his house. How much money to get Kenny Loggins not to come to my house? That's what I want to know. How much money do I have to give him to stay away? I don't think I want him bothering me. Oh, Kevin, this is your worst nightmare.
What?
Val Chermkovsky is one of the dancers on Dancing with the Stars.
Sure.
And we forget how popular that show is. We mock it quite frequently because it's poorly named.
It's star-free.
It often is star-free.
In general.
The people who are dancing are not always the stars. But the dancers themselves have become quite popular. And he told Us Weekly magazine that he had a true rock star moment where he was seen in public and a woman came up to him and asked him to sign the girls. She brought out the girls and said, "Hey, Val, why don't you get that Sharpie and just give me some ink, baby? Just give me some ink all over my chest." And so he obliged. Perhaps the story's not as great when he tells you that the lady in question was 85 years old.
What?
Nana.
85-year-old woman brought out the girls and said, "Would you please sign these?"
And by brought out, you just mean just uncovered.
So he got down on his hands and knees. And he just pressed them against the ground to get a good, firm signature going. And he was able to sign them for Granny.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's not always rock star moments when you're on Dancing with the Stars.
Wow. That's not good.
Not good.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that. Today's celebrity birthdays. Elizabeth Henstridge. She plays Gemma Simmons on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She's 28 years old today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This may not be popular, but she could gain a few pounds.
Oh, you leave her be. Don't you thin shame her. I will not have you thin shame. I saw your video. Oh, thin people. I'm so thin I can walk through a door. No, you're just thin.
I didn't.
It's not a thing, thin shaming. It's something the thin people made up.
I didn't.
The thin shaming.
I'm just saying she's
you're a thin shamer. Johnny Buckland from Coldplay. He plays guitar for that band.
A few LBs.
He's 38 years old today. Luda. That's what Bean calls ludicrous, like he knows him. Is 38. Taraji P. Henson. She, of course, is on Empire. Cookie. 45 years old. Harry Connick Jr. is 48. And Moby celebrates his 50th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Monday morning and all-new Kevin and Bean Show. We have Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network in the studio. K-Rock legend Danny Elfman tells us what we're going to be doing for Halloween. That's Monday morning.
Going to a dead man's party?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Megan Fox, what do you have? Weird thumbs.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Where's the outrage there?
Roll another one.
Hoochie coochie.
Just like the other one.
In my opinion, that sucked.
This one seems to be allowed to quit.
Why?
And I need another hit.
Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz! Can I sing a song for you, Jay Hutz? Jay Hutz!
Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz!
Roll another one.
This is not my kind of comedy.
Just like the other one.
Hey, it's Beer Mug here.
This one seems to be about to end.
Ugh, this guy's the worst.
I don't have another cent.
Why do you think the song is in Paris is called Paris? Because this is in Paris.
What are you going to do for 69?
Just pass it around.
Please, Kevin, not in the face.
Well, don't go like that joint, my friend.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, just pass it on down.
Thanks again for the party. I need to not be here anymore.
You know what? This conversation is over. I'm really not interested.
I don't care what you want. I don't care what they want. It's over. Let's go.
Let's go. Come on, let's go. No time for fooling around. Let's hustle. Let's go. Let's hustle.
He's down on the phone.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
So stick around. We'll both be back, right back.
I love you, Poppy.
That must have been a moment of party.